Call us back to order and turn it over to Chief Morabito. Chief, welcome.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for council for having given me this opportunity to present again, and hopefully you like my budget and we'll approve it and we'll go from there. I have to thank more than a couple people to get started, the comptroller and Teresa for their help, the city manager for his help and showing me the light, and especially to my administrative assistant, Anna Hillowa. If it wasn't for her, I might not be as on point as I am. She keeps me in line, whether it's this year's budget, next year's budget, or whatever. So, having said that, Auburn Fire Department, that's who we are. What we do, vehicle fires, structure fires, any type of fire, you need us, you call us, we'll come. Emergency medical services, we do that. Every one of our firefighters is an EMT or will be very shortly. We have one person left to take a test to become an EMT, good for 3 years, and we will be starting that program again come January of 2020. As you can see, the majority of our calls right now are EMS calls, but we do a lot of other things, motor vehicle accidents. Mutual aid actually is down, and I think Councilor Genatino asked me last year about if the number was a bit higher than what it is right now. And the reason it's down, I really don't know. It's just one of those trends. Some years it's a lot higher than others. This year we're down a little bit. Do I expect it to go up? I don't know at this point in time. But if anybody calls us, we are there, and we will respond with what they need to help them out. Public service, we go out and do fire inspections. We still go to all the schools during Fire Prevention Week and also not necessarily during Fire Prevention Week. We have tours come into the firehouse on a regular basis to see what's going on there. Recently, we had a scout troop come in with a youngster in there that had a fire in his home, and we've hopefully got him to like the fire department or firefighters again. I have some very good people that work for me and with me, and they were able to, I'll say, calm this kid down a little bit so that it wasn't so, he wasn't so anxious seeing a firefighter, whether it was coming into school or coming into a firehouse, and hopefully he'll come back to visit us again. My budget, salary and wages are up a little bit this year. Again, that's one of those contractual things that cause us to increase our budget. We have, this year, we've had an increase due to illness and or injury that may extend into the next year's budget, but those numbers should get better. Retirement benefits, as Rachel showed me, we had a, and Councilor Genatino threw a little bit of a scare into me, as well as Chief Dygert, when that retirement amount hit. So we figured that out, got that straightened out, moved along. Like I said, overtime costs are up a little bit. Again, more to contractual stuff than anything else at this point in time. Holiday pay, uniform allowances pretty much is going to remain constant and or current. And the overall budget is up slightly from last year. We are down one firefighter. Lieutenant Mike Parker retired last year, and our number is 70, and that's where we are at right now. That's where we will probably stay. We have possibility of one or two people that may retire this year, but until we have something solid or firm, that's where our number will be. Vacant property registry. Councilor Carbajal asked me about it last year, and this is where we are at again this year. As you can see, some of those numbers have changed slightly. we continue to work this program. There are still some bumps in the road in it. We've had people come and ask us if we can give them some relief. And in most cases, if they come to us, and I talked to Codes and or Jenny about it, if they come to us with a program, they filled out all the paperwork, and they show us that they are actually doing what they say they are going to do, then yes, we can help them out there as we've done in the past. There are people, and some of them buy vacant buildings to rehab and think it's going to be a quick flip, and it doesn't turn out to be that way, and they remain vacant for months and sometimes years and years. And really, the only way to get some people's attention is to hit them in their pocketbook. And unfortunately, that's what you have to do in some of these cases. There are some people, as you see, we got 50 properties that are in their fifth year of this program, and they're willing to pay the $2,000 on their taxes or whatever, rather than fix the property up, put it back on the tax roll. So quite a big expense there. I had one gentleman come in today that is again, asking for relief, and he's saying that he's going to have a CO within a matter of months or so. Again, if this does come true, then we will take that money out of the registry. He won't have to pay it, and we'll move forward with it. Unfortunately, a lot of people that are on this have high hopes and great dreams that just don't come to fruition for them. So that's where they end up for a while. And I would like to think that the program would shrink more and more, but unfortunately it's tending to expand more and more as time goes on. Questions on that? Dia?
I'm good.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Fire department fees, and I'm going to throw this out here tonight for your consideration. Again, this is one of those things that somewhere down the line we may need to talk about it a little bit more. I did a very quick study of my peers as to what they charge for fire inspections, fire safety inspections, and it varied from some departments out there that charge nothing to other departments that charge a base fee of $250, and it goes up from there as to what they're inspecting, how many occupancies are there, and so on and so forth. We, at $35, we are at the low end of the spectrum right now. I'm proposing that we go up $15 to that fee. And again, it's something I'm sure we're going to have to discuss in the future. This is the basic list of how many places we inspect in a year. The last time that the fees were raised was 2013-14, when City Manager or Chief Dygert was in place then. And I believe Chief Quill was the one that got things started way back when, and the initial fees were $25 to start with.
So they started at $25?
Correct.
And now they went up to $35?
Yes. And Chief, I don't know how long ago that was.
A year or two ago.
Yeah, exactly. A year or two ago. Maybe late 90s, mid 90s, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Somewhere between 1995 and 2006.
And it went that long at a $25 fee, and then it went up to $35, and again, we can...
And it's not a quick process. Could you briefly explain that, because I only know about it from the clerk's end of it.
Correct.
But what you do.
The process entails usually sending out an engine company with three people. There is a list of fire safety items that they look and check off, and it can be anywhere as short as 20 minutes to a half an hour to an hour's worth of time for three different people, and that's if they pass the first time around. Yeah. If they do not pass the first time around, we send usually a different engine company out with them or a different crew out to do the re-inspect, and a lot of times we add the fourth person, which is the fire inspector, to that to make sure we get everything. And there's times when this could go on 3, 4, 5 times and still no actual resolution to the violations being fixed. So we work well with the codes to have codes people come and look at it so that we're not missing anything also, but it's an ongoing process. The commercial building inspections that we have just implemented, I don't know, 3 years ago, and we rolled that out, and those only get inspected every 3 years as it is, and we try to do 100 properties a year within that. So they got the best deal of any of them, only $35 every 3 years to get there. So something we can look at and talk about in the very near future if you would like to do that.
It's a service. It's
correct.
Yeah,
and it's a benefit to us and to them. It gets us in the buildings so we know what's going on in there. If there ever was a fire in there, we got a better idea of the layout of the building. Because within that inspection, we do a pre-plan. We do hazards, whatever hazards may or may not be in that building, so that we are aware of those. And it actually works out to the building owner's benefit also. Yeah. It may help him with his insurance and so on and so forth. So,
Chief, tax-exempt properties, do you inspect them and do you charge?
We do inspect them, and they do not get charged.
Okay.
And again, thankfully for Anna, there are anywhere from 20 to 30 of those that we do currently. That may be, and again, some of the city properties, Casey Park, Falcon Park, so on, they get inspected, but again, they don't get charged for us to do those.
I'm thinking more of our social clubs that we have, and not knocking the social clubs, they do a great job, but just whether...
Churches and places of assembly are usually the big ones that we inspect that don't necessarily get charged.
They receive the same services with no charge.
Correct.
Thank you.
That is correct. Changes and updates to our staff so far. We have a new MTO, Lieutenant Mark Pino, and as Seth pointed out with the water GIS, Mark has done a lot with that and continues to do that. As of right now, we have, I believe, every hydrant in the city mapped out so that if the snow falls and we have to go out and shovel hydrants, Lieutenant Pino will reset the tablets. We'll go out and be able to check off the ones that we do. And just like the water department, we know what size mains are where in the city, so if we have a fire, we know that we can get more water out of this main or that main, and that's all due to the GIS program that they do and that we share. We're hoping to get 3 new trucks. They are in the building stage. 2 of them have been purchased through capital improvements, 1 of them through a FEMA grant. Hopefully in September we will receive a new engine 4, October for a new truck, a ladder truck. So you know there's a difference between trucks. A truck's not a truck necessarily. And in December we will get a new rescue truck through a FEMA grant. As I said, the GIS mapping and hydrant is an ongoing process with Lieutenant Pino. He's still doing that. We have a new CAD system, a computer-aided dispatch that has been up and running for a couple years now, and there's still some bugs with that. We are currently using tablets to silently call en route and on scene for less radio problems or whatever. We are still working with a 911 center to iron out the bugs in that, but it's worked out quite well for us. Onondaga County's been doing it for years and years and years, and we are finally catching up to that. We continue to do specialty training on a regular basis. This year we will be doing rope rescue again, so if you see us hanging off the parking garage, you'll know what that is. We do that to keep up our skills, to keep up our ability to go throughout the county or the state if they call us and they need us. We still do the fire prevention programs in the schools and in the high-rises as we've been doing right along. Last year we implemented a program specifically for fire prevention in the schools and in the high-rises, and we continue to get a few people in that so that we are getting out the same message to everybody as we go. The vacant building program is still a work in progress. Hopefully it'll get better, but time will tell. And that is my presentation. Questions?
Can I go back to staffing?
Sure.
You mentioned that we're down one because of retirement.
Correct.
Could you say again, are you planning on filling that? Or?
We are not. That one position had been filled on the backside before he was actually gone in anticipation of him going.
All right, so contractually we're fine.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. Chief, I just want to say for myself that I do agree with the increase in the inspection, the department fee for the inspections. Seeing as you've done the research to see what other communities are charging for the fire department to do the same services, I think that should be something that be included in the fee structure on behalf of the AFD.
All right. And again, I can bring that whole presentation to you somewhere in the very near future so you have all the information that you need and we can go forward with it from there. Again, it's up to you as a council to say yay or nay to it when the time comes.
Very well. All set, council?
I'm good. Thank you.
Thanks, Chief.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Everyone, Mayor, Council, I always realize how short I am when I stand up here. I'm Stacy DeForest. I'm Corporation Counsel for the City, and I'm going to present on our budget this evening. So my team consists of me and Assistant Corporation Counsel Nate Garland and Rosemary Taylor, who is our paralegal. So one of the questions that I always frequently get asked is, what do we actually do? And I heard another attorney recently talk about this. He was actually talking about being counsel to the governor, and I thought he gave a fantastic answer. And he basically said that we do the same thing as private practice attorneys do. The only difference is we provide legal advice to our municipal agencies. So our clients are individual clients. They are you all, and the mayor, and the city manager, the city boards, city staff. And on any sort of legal topic that you could possibly imagine, we practice in all New York State courts, as well as the federal courts. Our areas of practice, municipal law is amazing, and it's so very interesting because it just covers everything. If you can imagine a legal issue, it's probably hit my desk or Nate's desk. Everything from intellectual property to bankruptcy to code enforcement to plumbing, arbitration, or contracts. The list is kind of endless, and on any given day, we don't know what is really going to hit us. So This year I added a couple slides in. I'm not going to, go into a lot of detail, but what I wanted to do was give everyone an idea of the estimated volume of what Nate and Rosemary and myself have been handling the last couple of years. We have a tremendous amount of work, but we, between the three of us, really kind of come together and handle it really well. This is over the last 2 years in terms of just resolutions and ordinances and local laws alone. Everything, every ordinance, every resolution that you all see, usually we, either myself or Nate, see it beforehand, and we work with the departments and the staff involved to make sure that everything makes sense, whether it's the money, whether it's the project, and all of that good stuff is goes on behind the scenes. The collective bargaining agreements, as you know, we've done the majority of all the drafting on those. So those are some heavy lifts in terms of contracts. Tax assessment cases, Nate handles all of those, which is a heavy lift for him. He also handles all of our housing violation cases on a monthly basis. He handles any from 10 to 20 on a monthly basis, so that's a lot. It's a lot of litigation in a short amount of time. Contractual matters is, you know, real estate. And, you know, we had one arbitration hearing last year. That took both myself and Nate. Just the prep alone was a matter of weeks. So, and tax foreclosures, FOIL requests, real estate. We have one pending litigation matter, but it's kind of left over from years ago. We're trying to clean that up. So, in spite of the volume, our budget has gone down, which is fantastic. We're down about 6%. And our operating budget, I think, it shows that there's no change on the budget, but I think it's probably going to be down a little bit once we get to the actual numbers. So we're down to about this year's requested amount is $355. If the average private attorney bills about $250 an hour. So, you know, if the city ever wanted to outsource two private attorneys, I'm just giving everybody a perspective, two private attorneys, mm-hmm. would be a whole lot more. It would be. So, changes that explain the decline in our budget, part of it is our former corporation counsel, John Rossi, he left us last July. He still works with us, and we still use his consultant services, so he's still with us, but not as a full-time employee or not as a part-time employee. We've had a reduction in health insurance in our office. Nate and I are both fortunate enough to have that through our spouses, and we've had a significant reduction in consultant fees through handling a lot of the labor relation work on our own, as well as the tax assessment work on our own. LISC, we're into round two for that, and we expect two more years of reimbursement for salary on that. I believe we're going to be hearing, Jenny, I don't know if you know, next week on that award. And Nate gave me some data on civil penalties that came in for housing code cases, as well as we've started tracking appearance ticket fees, which we charge $100 for every appearance, every court appearance. And as of February, the city had received just under 3,000 in paid fees, and we've got about 21,000 that will go on to tax bills if they're not paid. And that's it. That's all I've got. Any questions?
Question?
No.
Okay. Stacy, one of the things that I noted on there, you had very low numbers in the amount of things you do, but what's not built into it is the number of hours spent on each one of them.
Yeah.
You know, it's misleading to a point, but I know you didn't do that intentionally.
No, and I thought of that when I was trying to get that. The idea was to try to give a perspective of how much we're handling, but you're right, it doesn't. I mean, the arbitration alone was weeks of time in preparation, months ahead of time. You're correct. The hours is there a lot more.
Thank you.
So. Mayor, I did have my hand up, but
I'm sorry.
Hit it.
Got it stuck in the way.
I just want to say, Corporation Counsel, that, you know, given the fact that, you know, your office is, I don't want to say fairly new, you know, but again, a young office. Mm-hmm. And I will just say that you've done a lot of new things. You know, we were lucky enough to get the secure the list grant to bring Assistant Corporation Counsel Garland on board. Some of the just the way that the Corporation Counsel office is run is, you know, I just want to commend both of you for doing such a good job and again keeping the costs down. So that's very nice to see. So thank you.
Oh, thank you, Nate. Nate and I were just talking about it today, and we're both saying, you know, we both, all three of us, Nate and Rosemary and I, we all live in the city, and we love the city, and we love working together, so it works. So, good stuff.
I know that you mentioned private attorneys just as a comparison, but I cringed a little bit when you said that, because, you know, the fact that yourself and Mr. Garland are doing this work, negotiating contracts mm-hmm. with your fellow coworkers, I think that goes a long way in building the trust that I was talking about earlier tonight, mm-hmm. which isn't present when we're using private attorneys. So I know you were only saying that as comparison,
yeah.
but I don't like that word, and that's why.
I think the reason I bring that up is because I do see, and I tend to have a lot of conversations with the city manager about other municipalities resorting to using outside counsel, and there are benefits to it, but there are certainly drawbacks. So.
Well, I think the negatives have proven time and again in this city
right.
when we use private attorneys. So,
I agree. So.
Thank you. Thank you. City clerk. Mason, please.
Thank you. This will be pretty quick. Clerk's office is pretty straightforward. Not much has changed in the past year. The bulk of the business that the clerk's office sees day in and day out is with the vital statistics and deputy clerk, who's also the registrar, and then the senior clerk in the office, who's the sub-registrar, are busy with birth certificates, death certificates, marriage records, things like that, and that has to do with a lot of the day in and day out window traffic at the clerk's office. We also handle the dog licenses, the accessible parking permits, the bingo licensing and games of chance throughout the city. People will apply to the clerk's office. Maintaining the soul cemetery records, and then various other smaller things that pop up in the city, such as the we're just about to enter into the mobile vending solicitors permit season and sidewalk cafe. Those things will get submitted to the clerk's office and facilitated throughout the organization. So that's what the budget looks like. The current year's budgets were within budget. The budget requests for the various departments that we oversee are listed on the board. The overall clerk's office, and then $30,000 next year for Board of Elections. As everybody, I think, on the council is aware, the Cayuga County Board of Elections administers the primary and general elections, but then the cost of those elections at particular polling sites are passed down to the municipality. So next year we have three elections to fund: a presidential primary, which will probably happen in March or April, then the primary election, which will happen in late June, and then the general election in November. So over the next budget year, there's three elections to fund. Dog control program pretty much stays the same as it's been for the last couple of years. And then the $30,000 amount for the historic and cultural sites remains the same. And then $5,000 for the Auburn Beautification Commission. So that's how the clerk's office budget looks. I'm able to get the entire budget onto a slide. So the bulk of the activity comes in the salary line, and that's where basically the increases in the expenditures are. But so there's myself and the two other full-time equivalent employees in the office, and at the end of the day, the budget for the clerk's office goes up $1,055. Anybody have any questions? One project that we are about to embark upon with the entire organization is an upgrade of the website. This budget process helped to force that. So that'll be paid for over three budget cycles. The budget cycle that we're currently in will be the first payment on that. Next year's budget will be the second payment, and then the next budget will be the third payment. But we are going to start that in a few weeks, and most of the work on that project will probably take place over the summer, so that late summer, early fall, we go out with a different, slightly different look to our website and how it works. It'll be a website formatted better for the phones and for the iPads and the responsiveness. But that'll be a project that we'll roll out here with the entire organization between probably May and September, October. So,
Mr. Mason, before you sit down, could you give us an update on the PA system here?
Thank you, Mayor. Yes, we're currently operating under a temporary part. The original part is at the factory being refurbished, and that'll be back. Should be back soon, hopefully next week or the week after, and so that we can get that back in, and the system should return to operating as it had. But we're also in the process of obtaining quotes to take a look at a new system. The system that we are operating here with is a little bit older than 25-year system. Some of the parts. So it is probably time to take a look at a refresh on the system with some newer, more modern equipment. But we're in the process. We have one quote in so far, but we're in the process of trying to solicit three or more price quotes for that and be back to the council.
If we looked into a building-wide PA system in case of emergency or...
Well, I know that we are able to communicate through our phone system in case of emergency for in announcements, like to get out of Munis or something like that, or get off the AS-400.
That's one
I hear sometimes. But
I'll give you the straight line. You're wrong, but
yeah, the important things. But so that I think the PA system through the building's covered.
Okay.
But we are working on trying to get the quotes. It's not easy with the audio video companies. They're quite busy, and it's kind of they'll send people in, but then it's a few weeks till you get the prepared clear checks.
Questions, Council? Thank you.
Thanks.